Hi, I'm Lashana Lynch, and you are listening to the Post-Credit Scene podcast. This is a shame-free room. He told us he's had gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia.
Okay.
Wait, did you actually believe him? That's a lot to have, bud.
I don't have any of that. Oh, I haven't had any of it.
You got rid of all of them.
Your syphilis is nuts, by the way. Yeah. If you just like Google that.
Why is it nuts?
It's like holes in your body, no?
How does it make you feel?
Yeah, it makes me feel like you have it.
Let's get the f***ing episode down. Yeah. If this mic wants to f***ing stand up for me. Yeah. It keeps failing me. Flopping. We are the Post-Credit Scene podcast, a 14 HQ original. Love is a film, TV and theatre. Back in the studio today.
There we go. No, it's not me. I think he's realised that anime is TV. We can't separate. Love is a film, TV, theatre and anime. That's ridiculous.
Do you know what it is? I feel bad because I didn't greet her properly before, so I'm just in a bit of pacifying. You have to keep people happy sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Who thinks that Manny should stay and just grab a mic over here?
You're lucky, to be fair. Make the most of it. Here, back in the studio today, Bisola and Huss are alongside me. Jason and Manny have decided to skedaddle. Bisola, how'd you do?
I'm very well, thank you.
What's keeping you well?
A big win for South London the other day.
Oh, yeah.
When did you become?
Well, because this is not going to come out tomorrow.
Yeah, that's your exit, man, to be fair.
Yeah, you bum. Okay. Yeah, shout out my boy Eze.
Oh, give it a rest, man.
Do you know what it is, yeah?
Make me sick.
Shout out my boy Eze. I love football, guys. I love this part of football. This is my favourite part
first
of
name?
Football. Yeah. Can you pronounce his first name?
No, I'll say, what's his first name? Okay.
Pronounce his surname, his first name?
Ebori.
Fucking hell. Ebori, you're a boy, innit? Ebori, okay. Fucking hell. Ebori, fucking hell, man.
Right. So, like I was saying, I like this part of sports or just football in general. Like, you know, we had boxing the other week, yeah? And like the tea that was around the boxing. That made it like the best part of it. Yeah, it was like watching.
Not everything's a reality TV show.
It is. Are you joking? That was baddies. Are you joking me? Oh, your dad's not showing up for you. Absent father. Then he comes and turns up. He's a narcissist. He's a loser. But he's also great TV. He's funny as hell. Rastafari. Lick him up. Lick him up. Like, he's got so many clips from one boxing match.
I can't lie. Yeah. He's one of the funniest men ever. You know.
That's tea. And then the lead up to this, to the cup final was like, yo, this is tea. Like, it's meant to be like this huge, huge team. Like, Man City, they ain't got no fans. I love the chants. They ain't got no fans. Man City against, like, meant to be like the Mandem, as everyone calls them, which I don't really like. Feels a bit racial undertones there. But,
I mean,
against Crystal Palace.
No, but QPR leans it. Crystal Palace lean into that.
They lean into it, 100%.
Yeah. Club, that's
but it is like, yeah, it's like the Mandem versus, like, the billionaires.
Yep.
And even though, like, the man just couldn't, they couldn't perform when they had to. And it's like, I loved it. And then, no, do you know what it is? Yeah? It was when it was 2-1, yeah, and then it was offside. But I was like, this.
They had to.
And I was like, you know what? I love this. This is like the tea around the football made it so good. And I was like, South London as well.
So that's why you're good. Out.
That's why I'm actually in a great mood.
Yeah, there was the football put
me in a great mood.
Outside my damn thingy window, bruv. It was mad annoying. But it was fun, though. It was cute.
What's keeping you well?
Drugs and women. Not joking.
What is keeping you well?
Life is good. It's nothing. I don't know, man. Honestly, I've been really busy. I've actually probably had a very stressful week.
Good. It's good for us, then, isn't it?
All right, bro. This guy just wants me to be worked to the brim. We had a project that we've been working on for a long time, almost a year now, and it got pushed back again a week before the shoot. I'm sure that they're not listening to this.
Should we start this podcast episode?
But yeah, but other than that, I've been in my Marvel bag recently, and I feel like when I go through like stressful times, let's go back to Marvel, man. Do you know what I mean?
So, can I ask you a question? When are you not in your Marvel bag, bro?
Nah, do you know what? This is the first time. Fun fact, yeah, I wasn't not fun fact, but I've just realized, okay, that this is the first time that I'm doing the MCU timeline rewatch, and I haven't ever rewatched phases 4 and 5. So like, this is the first time that I'm rewatching like Spider-Man and this and that. And Seriously? Yeah. So like, I'm actually super excited. Shang-Chi and, you know, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm at the end of phase three now, I think. So yeah, it's going to be dope. I've been reading my comics and stuff. It's great therapy. And yeah, here we are.
Fair enough, mate.
As what's keeping you well?
What is keeping me well? Just TV shows and movies and stuff. So I'm super tired.
Congratulations.
But do you know what?
You hit another milestone on TikTok now?
I don't know. Did I?
Would you?
I was not really. Oh, I don't know if I see now. I'm gonna sound like a prick, but I don't really count that.
He hit 13k.
I think milestones going fives, just generally speaking, though.
No.
Yeah, no.
I think you should do it every time you hit a new number.
Facts.
I think it's in fives.
Well, I'm going to congratulate you every time you hit a new number. So congratulations on 13.
Oh, I guess I'll take it off.
And the next time I see you and you're on 14, I'm going to congratulate you again.
And I'm never going to be angry about that.
Good.
Especially the way you smile, you know, it makes me feel good.
Aww. Yeah. Back should I fucking leave?
Yeah. I'm trying to rebuild our relationship because, you know, she jumped ship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the first thing on the agenda today?
So yeah, no, today's episode. This has actually been a bit of a weird start to the pod, so forgive us, but we are here to talk about a topic I guess we've been wanting to talk about for a while, and we have kind of delved into it in bits and pieces through sort of different films that have come out. I think Sinners was the last one that sparked our conversation about the rise and fall of the superstar or the Hollywood star.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be our talking point today. What is a movie star to you? Hoss, I think you're going to be the guy that I think can answer that question because you have an actor who's one of your favourites who would fit the criteria,
yeah.
I would say,
he's up probably the
of a movie star. So for you, what makes someone a movie star? What makes them fit into that sort of mould, that category, that stratosphere?
I think it falls down to three categories.
Okay. You've got three?
Three categories. I think the first category...
Would you say these are like generic categories?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. I think that the first one, right, is commercial lovability, right? That's my term for it, okay? Where it's basically like the little people like you before the big people do, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of these stars start in like smaller shows or they start in like skit shows, like, you know, SNL, blah, 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 okay? And they build like a smaller core audience. And then when they do, you know, take that step and it's now not like a 10 series episode or, you know, blah blah blah, it's like a film, it's people appreciate them a lot more, okay? That's one.
What would be the opposite of that or is there
getting
is
your
there critical acclaim, critical acclaim versus and then not people not knowing who you are or care about you that much, do you know what I mean? Think of like Will Smith, yeah. The opposite of like a Will Smith would be a, that's not very nice, but be someone that's like everyone.
I'll give you a perfect example.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Wright. Okay. So he has been in how many films? So many of our favorite films, right? Incredible guy. Only got his first lead last year. Okay. Right. And I think that's just because he didn't have the commercial lovability when he was a lot younger, right? And then he's become a journeyman in film and TV, which is absolutely fine. Now, somebody to the side of him that's kind of had like a similar thing, but took it to stardom, is like a Gary, what's his name?
Oldman.
Yeah. Whereas like, he got his like acclaim past 40 years old, 40, mm-hmm. 40, you know, 45.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, maybe he didn't have roles that showed, you know, him his like acting, like skills, blah, 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 but he's grown into that superstar role a lot older.
Do you think you can pinpoint when?
I don't want to say Dark Knight, but it's feeling like Dark Knight, man. Like,
what about
2012?
He was in the Harry Potter films as well.
What about Leon? What about when he was in Leon?
Would you say that he was
Dark,
a star?
But Dark Knight is a global phenomenon that can be in the eyes and the eyes and ears of.
Yeah, but his role in Leon is like.
But that's not the point I'm saying. I'm not saying that he wasn't a good actor prior to that.
I'm not saying he's a good actor. I'm saying that role is.
My question was what's the opposite of a Will Smith? Yeah,
yeah, and yeah. And like, you know, what makes him a superstar, right? Okay, well, when did he hit superstar?
Gary Coleman really hit superstardom.
No,
he's a superstar now.
I wouldn't say.
No, I don't think he is.
Oh, okay, he's a Hollywood star.
He's a highly regarded actor.
That's what I'm getting at. Like,
and there's a lot of different things where actors can fit into like different categories. I think superstars are rare. It's a rare thing, shall I say.
Do you know what? I think I treat superstars in film the way I teach.
You don't have to be a good actor to be a superstar.
The way I treat pop stars, yeah. If you can say that person's name to someone that's so far removed, my person was on one. If I can say insert artist's name and she knows who that is, so she'll know who Will Smith is. She'll know who Beyonce is. But she's not going to know who
Gary Oldman is.
Yeah.
No.
And I think that's actually
it's a good point.
Because when you say commercial success, yeah, or like likability, it's about getting those people to take their kids to the cinema.
Yeah.
Will Smith can put bums in seats because you're going, but so is like your auntie taking your niece and nephew.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's people are going together.
Yeah.
And he's bringing different types of people to the
cinema. And they've got to be a minimum 7.5 out of 10 at some point in their career. Looks wise.
Okay.
Yeah, Will Smith's quite a handsome man actually.
That's your other two categories, what would they be?
No, so it was the
So you need to be as physically good looking.
Yeah. I think that's just the
That's
just the whole thing. I agree with that.
It's not my category, see what I'm saying? I'm not saying
that's actually how life is.
This is it. Yeah, this is it.
Pop stars
do
the same thing. You actually have to be buff.
Yeah. And then it's for obviously the ability thing, okay, from early on. And then I think obviously the main thing is a breakout superstar film.
Yeah.
And then you're good to go. Do you know what I mean? And a lot of the time, films that adhere to 14 to 19-year-olds. Because at that point, okay, like, if you can hit that market early for the rest of your career, you grow up with them. So it just people will just follow you. Exactly how,
you know, We did,
yeah. With you know, like people that are, like, 14 now will never get the hype of Will Smith or Denzel or any of these guys. Okay, yes, they can see him and say they're sick, but they will never understand.
But the real reason,
that we had,
the real reason that we don't get these megastars anymore is because everyone's so accessible. That's
exactly.
Actually, that's the real reason.
And that's the only reason.
Like people that are gonna be the megastars, like a Timothy Chalamet and stuff, and Zendaya's, they have to be so far removed from us now. That's why Zendaya, we don't see her. Like we'll see her at award shows, we'll see her at things, but she's not in our face. Hey guys, this is what I ate today. Get ready with me to go on set. She's not doing stuff like
that. I genuinely think here that a superstar now is a superstar, okay, that has this, the social scape away from film and TV, right? So it's like, what's her name?
Timothy Loki was doing it.
Millie
Bobby Brown.
Yeah. I ain't seen like Stranger Things, okay, but I don't think it was. It can't be that wavy. Do you know what I mean, right? But this has got like 40 million followers, or stuff like that, way, because she's come out of that and like outside of that has grown up.
Would you call her a superstar?
She is huge.
She's not
that girl.
Okay, this is it. She's not. She's not a megastar. She can't be our generation's Will Smith or anyone of that ilk. Yeah, because
who's the closest?
Because Millie Bobby Brown is.
We'll get to that. Don't worry.
She's too in our face. She's got a makeup brand.
She does.
I see her so much. She's on Call Her Daddy podcast. She's in like to be a superstar. You have to do all of that without giving me anything. Beyonce hasn't given. When is the last time you've heard Beyonce speak when it's not on stage? That's a megastar. Zendaya. She doesn't talk unless she's on a red carpet. She didn't even do any interviews for a Met Gala this year. But she was still one of the highest regarded people on the carpet.
Yeah.
She was like third or fourth in queue. Like, it's quite a big deal. You have to be not in our face and not bend to our will. Millie Bobby Brown does what we say we want her to do.
So
go and do a role. So, go and do this. And she does it.
So there's a difference between popular and a superstar.
Yeah. There are tons. Every actor right now is popular because you've got tons of followers because people are just following you. I watched Forever, yeah, and I went to go follow Michael. Don't get me wrong, he's sexy as hell, but I went to follow him anyway, just so
what,
he knows
Cooper
that.
Junior?
Yeah, he's sexy as fuck. Oh my goodness,
he is.
Are you joking?
Wait, who?
And I wish he was a bit more autistic in real life as well. He's not, but he's sexy as.
He said
fuck.
That. It's a bit of a taste, a little tinge.
Because the thing is, I liked him. I do like someone a bit sectioned off.
Is that Thingy's son?
Who's? Handsome.
He's in the Netflix series.
Oh my goodness. So he was buff when he had the hair, then he cut it, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, you like the haircut, yeah?
How old is that man, bro?
He's like 23.
He's in the Netflix series.
Yeah. I wanted to go find out. No, because I was like, he's buff, but I don't know if he's.
How old is Lovie Simone? Can you check for me?
She's 26.
Fucking hell. Yeah, it's good age.
Great.
She's above the 25 criteria.
Is that your rule?
No, I'm not really, but she looks so young in the show, man.
When I found out her age,
it's
like, oh, it's
good,
isn't it?
I lie, yeah.
That's real. That's real.
See, that's how I felt about Michael. I was like, he might be mad young. And I was like, oh wait, no. He's my age mate. Sexy fucker.
Back to superstars though.
My thing is that everyone's got followers.
Yeah.
You didn't need to be doing anything to get followers now.
Yeah.
So that kind of disproves the point. Because we're blurring the line between like influencer, content creator, da 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 da, actor. Everyone's doing everything. Mm. And megastar needs to be out of that.
And global.
And just do what they need to do.
You've got
to
be global.
How important is it to have not only like discography in terms of, you know, longevity, but also like great films that people can haul back to? So like the stars or the superstars from like the 90s and the 2000s would have been like your Tom Cruises, your Brad Pitts, your Julia Roberts, Will Smith. Yep. Have I missed anyone? Leonardo, obviously. Like those guys, not only do they have the charisma, the charm, the looks, they're also very talented.
They've got really good film. Yeah.
And I think, is that still important today, do you think?
I think it's important, okay. But also, okay, I think that it was errors, right? So do you remember when, like 2001 to, I'd say 2007, 8, right? It was the rom-com era.
Yep.
It was the rom-com, raunchy American type films, right? If not, it was like the Notting Hill, Bridget Jones, you know what I'm saying, type vibes, okay, blah, blah, blah. So a lot of those actors were actually traditional, like blonde, like the Drew Barrymore's and the Sandra Bullocks and the Bradley Coopers, Ryan Reynolds, like all of these people, okay, that were doing a bunch of, even fucking, what's his name, Keanu Reeves was on that. So like a lot of that, okay, was based on like that era of like.
You say any of those film TV? I don't know if they fit into that.
Really?
I don't.
Sandra Bullock is a superstar.
No, she's not.
I don't think she is.
Surely she's a superstar.
I would have called her a superstar, you know?
Huh?
I would have called her a superstar.
I would put her one level below it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm really bad because I've
We should do a little fucking...
Don't worry, I've got a task for you.
There are people in that list from that era that are superstars. Sandra Bullock might not be one, but I will still... I wouldn't be mad if she was in the conversation.
Would you put on the same level as Julia?
No. The reason I wouldn't put it is because, again, it's about like I just see Sandra Bullock too much.
Mm. But yeah, but
that's not also not a bad thing. Like you're meant to be working because you're like, you know what I mean. Yeah, yeah. But Julia, what's the last thing I've even watched her in? No. I can't actually remember. No.
Best work is 2000s and 90s though.
Really, yeah.
So I think since then she has, I mean, not like she has kind of like not been relevant.
The roles, do you know, what it is movies have changed.
Yeah.
So like there are certain things that just aren't conducive for certain people anymore.
Literally.
And it's like it's not as if they've like Drew Barrymore, phenomenal actor. Mm. Like she's amazing. And the last thing I watched of her that I can actually remember, like right in my mind, is He Just Said That Into You. That's one of my favourite movies. Mm, yeah. The movie's fantastic, but like she does a talk show now.
Do you know like you mentioned earlier about how having these actors be like a bit like not accessible, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's actually being accessible at the right times, okay? Because do you know like my parents only know certain people because they've watched like the Jonathan Ross show or the
Graham. That's what it means to not be accessible.
It's like when you are there, and then you make so much, like you make like so much of like that. Do you know that my uncle, he came here years ago? Yeah, when I was like a youth. Every time I see him, this guy mentions to me Cameron Diaz, honestly, because he saw her on Top Gear.
But the
he's like, yo, Cameron Diaz, man, she's so fast in the car.
But the reason is because she was selling her work.
Yeah, fact.
This is my point, is that are we going to see... Cameron Diaz isn't a superstar anymore or megastar because she's had to make herself relevant again because she went away for a decade.
Yeah.
I guess she didn't because she wanted to because she was making so much bread off Bad Teacher. But
crazy.
When you have to do things like... When you have to... I need to stop doing this because it's not very nice yet, but being on Call Her Daddy podcast is a recession indicator for me.
Yep.
Because you're there because you have to be relevant. Because you have to be relevant. Because you're not... This isn't doing anything for you.
But isn't that part of the job, though? Now.
But it shouldn't be if you're a megastar. I don't see Zendaya doing that.
Okay. To counteract the hell out of that, all right? Mm-hmm. Will Smith, in my opinion, is... No, I'd say it's Eddie Murphy, but I think that Will Smith is the first to do it on a global stage, okay? Is the first, okay, to do... film tours the way that it's done now.
Yeah.
Right. He was the first person.
You revolutionized it, but he didn't make the whole thing.
To say, for 6 months, I'm not coming to America. For 6 months, I'm going around the world. I'm doing every premiere. I'm doing everything. They used to not do their premieres. They used to go to fucking LA and fucking London ever quite that safe, right? He does every prem. He goes to fucking Germany, he goes to Austria, goes to the most random places, bro, okay? Does these prems, does 1,000 junkets, does every podcast, does every interview, bro. I found out for Bad Boys, he done a podcast in China and then a pod in like Spain or something. I was like, bro, I've never heard of this before.
But what for? A movie.
Yes.
The point is that when you're doing things out of a movie cycle or out of a release or out of any of that, it's because you have to be relevant because you need your next role or you need us to remember who you are. And that is the problem. It's not really a problem, but that is
so you're
the
saying
difference.
When that's fine.
Yeah, no, the press stuff is fine. That's a job.
You have to.
Because they'll see her on
the course.
We'll see her on Graham Norton when she comes down, when she does another Dune or whatever. Like, she'll come and do the press stuff. But outside of that cycle, where is she? What is she doing today? But I could tell you what Millie Bobby Brown had.
Are you saying that?
I could tell you that. And that's the difference here. I know exactly what she wore yesterday because she did Get Ready With Me.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? Like, it's just like...
Too accessible.
Like, it's, you're just...
But,
like,
but you have to be...
Oh, so now we're like the era of mystery.
No, but the mystery is what makes you a megastar. Don't even... That's what makes you the megastar when it comes to film. But it's not a problem. Not everyone needs to be a megastar. We don't need that anymore.
Exactly.
But that is the difference. Mm. And then Will Smith, even when he like came out of that and started doing the more like likeable... Like, oh, it's Will Smith. He did a show with Facebook, but it's him like doing all the things he wants to do in his life, like his bucket list thing.
Yeah.
But a sponsored show by Facebook whilst he goes to like climb tall buildings. Like, that's not even, that's still not a Get Ready With Me. It's just, there's something that's so different about it.
He's a lot, yeah, he's a lot more creative and
he's still a megastar.
And I say this, okay, to anyone that tries to hate on him, especially in like, you know, today's time, okay, not even like acting wise, I'm just saying, I think he had the best in the history of the time that we have been alive. I think he's had the best transition from no social into social, right? Because he only got Insta in like 2020, bruv.
Yeah.
Or, do you know what I'm saying? Okay, brother was late. He was late. He
I think he only
it
got
on
it because Facebook got bought. Instagram got bought by Facebook. I met her.
Oh, cool.
That's the only reason he got it.
And then the brother made use of it. Like, he started making crazy videos. Like, he started doing like some mad collabs.
Podcasting like with his wife.
Yeah, run it.
Red Table also, Talk.
She had that already, by the way. Okay.
I love Red Table Talk. Facebook, another one. That's it. Honestly, Matt has been the reason.
But bro, like I think he had the best, and I think people like him were so fearful, okay, to go to social because of their age, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, can I keep my stardom, mm-hmm. right? For the same reasons, right? Because you're absolutely right, okay? Like, oh, cool. I'm not as accessible now. When people do see me, I'll be everywhere, calm. But I haven't got a film or da da da. Fucking let me chill. I think after he had the After Earth and I forgot what it's called, Beast, I think, or Netflix.
Bright.
Bright, yeah, okay. You know, he had a few duds, and then boom, he was like, all right, cool. Let me get on this. I think if his social rise didn't happen, he wouldn't have done a lot of the films that we've seen over the past 3-4 years. The King Richards, Bad Boys, blah, blah. I genuinely think he was on the whole waiting for the right script type vibe.
Yeah.
Whereas now he's like, all right, cool. I feel a bit more free. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, it's a healthy mixture. And we don't get a lot of it now.
What do you guys think of Halle Berry?
What is your specific
I
question?
Think
that's
she's
very
the...
vague. That's super vague.
She's
is it because of that video with her husband in bed?
David, honestly, I was like, take me out of the group chat. What the fuck?
Yeah,
I can't lie. I was like, put me in the group chat, fam.
No,
okay?
I was like, no, I don't want to sit there. I felt so uncomfortable.
Why?
I
was so happy for her. I was like, bro, live your life, dog.
But it's okay. Yeah, but it's okay to live.
I don't need to see this.
I don't need to see that.
Yeah, but...
I actually, no, like, you can... What the fuck? You can live a happy life with your husband, but I don't want to see that you guys have just had sex. Like, that... Hold on.
She's
like,
happy, man. She got down a little bit. I'm saying, like...
But why are you coming to tell me?
Bro, look. She just wanted the world to know, right, that she's happy, man. You know? And I just think that's no problem.
Sam.
I think her stardom has disappeared. Massively.
I was going to ask because I would have called her a megastar. Are you joking?
Nah.
Halle Berry.
I think
that's a household name.
I think she's a cultural icon. I don't think she's a superstar.
No,
I'm with him with this one.
No. Honestly, I feel like she was a megastar. You're in like no, that's not even a joke.
Cultural icon is good enough.
No, because what you're saying,
you're finding another
black
category
famous.
Just to like. Huh?
You're saying she's black famous. That's what you're saying.
Nah, I'm saying that. What,
you're calling her Mari Chestnut, and she's not.
She was
not that. She's not that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Because he's actually black famous, and I found out recently he's black famous.
What?
Mari Chestnut. Because I was like, he's the sexiest like, man alive, and one of my white friends was like, who? And I was like, Morris Chestnut.
He's not like a real renowned.
And they were like, and I was like, Morris, like, I was like, yeah. Morris Chestnut. Mm. Apparently he's like black famous, but there's a bunch of white famous people that I don't know either. So it's a good balance. But Halle Berry, she is honestly a she was a megastar. Right now,
she was for sure.
I thought she still is to a certain degree. I thought she still got a certain like.
She won the first.
I think she might be like the biggest black female actor.
Full stop. That's it. Just end there.
What?
Yes.
In popularity.
Across the board. Everything. In stardom.
Viola Davis.
Yeah, she's Halle Berry bigger.
Halle Berry is.
Viola's just a better actor.
Halle Berry in the peak was bigger than.
Halle Berry was Halle Berry. Like, you're
at that 03 period.
Yo, this is revisionist history. At 03. This is revisionist history. Pull up
black female actors, please.
Halle Berry is the name.
Halle Berry is not a megastar. He's insane to me.
It's insane. Someone get this boy a mic, man. He's spitting, man. Someone get this boy a mic, man. Get this boy a mic. He's spitting for real, man.
Halle Berry's not a megastar. We've never had a black female megastar.
And the fact you said Viola is kind of mad. And that's not
a megastar. She's not a megastar.
Viola's just a generational actor, talent wise, but not superstar.
And. Halle won the first Oscar right?
For Monster Ball, I think.
Yeah.
And then the year after, though, she did win a
Razzie.
A Razzie, yeah.
For her worst role. Razzie's
her worst role ever.
The opposite of it. Yeah.
And she picked it up.
You know, she's a good sport. That's what she is. And she leans into all the. She does internet really well.
She does.
She does the internet so well. She does it the she best out of all her peers. Yeah. Other than like that video of her husband, that's her first dud for me. That's her first dud.
To be fair, her
Catwoman's a dud as well. So.
Oh God.
Her run from 2000 is actually insane well. Though. She got like Monster Ball, X-Men, Swordfish, that was incredible, and Die Another Day, which back then was a huge thing.
Yeah. To be like in a...
Yeah, she honestly, no. The fact that you guys are calling her cultural, like calling her black famous is making me sick.
I'm not calling her black famous.
You are. That's what cultural relevance is.
Cultural means everything.
Hey, slightly, you know. Yeah.
What's culture? Culture is black culture, no?
No, I just mean like film TV culture.
I hate that word culture, unless you're going to put it
as film and TV culture.
So she's only famous in her job, like every other actor.
She was a star, man.
Yeah.
The fuck is this guy talking about?
No, but now that we have some evidence and you guys are supporting her, I'm happy to... To say that.
To retract the statement.
I'm happy. This is why we have podcasts.
I think recently we've seen Tom Cruise back on the scene and he's another one that's
he's
bums on seats.
He's never been challenged.
He's the one alongside Will who kind of like revolutionised the whole...
Facts.
The whole press tour, premiere and the whole sort of putting your film in people's faces and then making people go to the cinema to go watch
it. It's so funny, bro. Yeah, him and Will's pause from Superstardom. Right, was so different, obviously, because obviously Will was his choice of films and choice of projects that he started doing, whereas Tom was the whole Scientology thing, right?
Yeah.
It was like they made him stop doing press. Like, yo, stop, brother. Okay, you're on tables going for fucking nuts. And then there was like a bunch of actors and a bunch of people that just didn't want to work with him because they had no idea what he was gonna do on set or whatever. Da, 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 da. He spent years just staying quiet. I mean, look at the other thing. Everyone came back and started dropping off buttons again.
I think it helped because he was also firstly mostly known for his acting and then slowly but surely dived into like the action hero franchise with Mission Impossible and then obviously brought back Top Gun in 2023, I think it was.
22.
Great film. But he's another one who I think is just, he guaranteed bums on seats no matter what.
What was the rom-com he was in?
Jerry Maguire. I knew.
Thank you.
I think he's a good blender. He's a good blend of a good actor. He's also got the superstar pool.
Yeah, he's
with a good catalogue of films.
He's very few.
There's been
those.
A real issue, yeah. So like the superstars that we know now, or the megastars we know now, they all had a run of rom coms, and current male actors aren't doing that.
I think it was just the era. I don't think rom coms sell as well as they think did now. Also, I think that because of streaming. Rom-coms are so much easier to watch at home because it doesn't feel like a spectacle.
People want to go to the cinema to watch a rom-com.
Yeah.
No, that's wrong. People will, but masses.
Yeah. So like, I think that's the difference there because it's like, I don't think you can be a superstar just based on streaming. You can't. You have to have a blockbuster hit. I just don't think that can be a thing. I think you need to have a blockbuster hit. Like, full freaking stop. It's a tough world, mate. You know what I mean? Especially post-COVID. It's tough.
One thing I was talking about with Manny as well, the great directors tend to attach themselves to superstars as well.
But...
Or they've been on the journey with them.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what I was about to say.
So you've got Coogler. We'll get onto... We can do that now, but Coogler and Michael B. Jordan, that journey is quite beautiful because found him... I think he... Ryan Coogler was making Fruitvale Station.
Yeah. Do you know how old he was making that film?
He was in college still.
I'm disgusted. Because what am I doing at my age? Anyways, continue.
Yeah, and they've sort of like picked him out. I think it was, it's not Forest Whitaker. Is it Forest Whitaker? It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they were doing like a production company and they put them two in touch. They put, Forest Whitaker put Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler in touch together, made Fruitvale Station. Ryan Coogler actually wanted to work with Michael B. Jordan before that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he'd seen his work in The Wire.
Yeah.
And I think there was another project which you've spoken about before. Mm-hmm. But to see that journey where we've actually watched him go from like Fruitvale to Creed 1 to Creed 2 to Black Panther to Creed 3, making that film himself as a director and then Sinners, that journey, seeing that journey is quite like fulfilling for us as an audience.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And it's the same with like, you know, the traditional huge actors like the Tarantino's. Like, he's had Sam Jack in like half his films. You know, do you know what I mean? And he's had.
Sam Jack's always going to be.
A Tarantino film.
Yeah,
star. Always, like, he's always going to be a superstar.
And obviously DiCaprio as well. Do you know what I mean? Okay,
Scorsese.
They have like trusted people. Do you know what I mean? Okay, and but like again, I think most of them come from that era of like. Oh, do you know what? Now that I'm speaking, I'm thinking like it's as important for the actor to pick the right director as obviously for the director to pick the right actor for the role, and then who makes who the superstar?
Saoirse Ronan and my girl, who directed Barbie. Name's gone blank.
Greta.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They've been like locked in for ages. They've been Saoirse's been in a lot of her movies. Yeah. So she's
The Irish Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah.
Good actor.
She really good actually. Hasn't been in like her last.
She's an indie girl though. She's a super indie girl.
But they're meant to be like. We don't really have many female directors, yeah. Mm. And Saoirse Ronan and why is her name keep forget?
Greta.
Greta Gerwig.
They're meant to be our version of a Leo and thingy, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's been like a Saoirse Ronan's been in some questionable projects. People keep saying for the last two, they've been good, but is that if you know, you know.
Mm.
And when you said like who makes who famous, I think it's more the director. Like, the director needs to just be doing something good. Like, if you're going to give me, like, a meaty project, you can't out-act a bad script.
But I think so...
I agree with that.
I think with her, she, picks these, like, indie, unknown things that necessarily going to dive into.
I think we say this, but if you had a chance to do a huge blockbuster hit, you would do it.
Not all the time, though.
I think if you're given one or two chances to do it, I think you'll do it.
I'm not saying... I'm not disputing you. I'm just saying, like... Mm-hmm. She's intentionally made it a thing to pick or to go into India. Of course, if the opportunity arose, if she said, oh, do you want to do Barbie? I'm assuming she probably would want to do a Barbie. But at the same time, I think you need to have, in my opinion, you also need to have good films that aren't necessarily, you need to have like the base.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have your base of like really good films that maybe not necessarily everybody knows alongside those sort of bigger sort of global films for you to be a superstar, in my opinion.
What's the ratio for you in terms of like how many huge bums on seats that hits you have versus
maybe like a 60-70?
Okay. Nah, for me it's a number of films. I think two.
But she's just saying ratio, like percentage wise.
Oh yeah, but I'm saying I would do it as like two films. But I'm giving 20 films. As like your whole thing is 20.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need two. And I think they need to be close together. They can't be like 10 years.
Oh, you need back to backs.
Yeah.
You need a few in a row.
Yeah.
Or you need a few in a year. So like if you're doing like a year run, you need to be, you might pick one little indie here, you might pick a summer blockbuster, you might have the end of the year, which smashes it out of the park. But I think you do need a bit of a run, which Will Smith had.
He did.
He had an insane run.
For years,
He had an insane run.
He went off both.
Okay, question. What do you guys think of Chris Evans?
As a what?
Okay, it's always only going to be about the megastar conversation here.
He's not.
I think
upon a time, did you think he was, though?
Yeah, for sure. No.
You never thought he was?
No. Never.
Because I once upon a time thought he was. And then the minute he left Marvel, I was like, this guy does not know how to...
He picks bad films.
He picks terrible films.
He picks films that he enjoys, though. You can tell that he likes playing like...
That makes me question him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because how have we got here? I thought when he left Marvel, it's like... It's clear what's for him.
The only
Buffy's everything. Like, I was like, he's Buffy's a good actor and he's physically really able to just do any role. I was like, clean up.
The only person in the MCU current and past that I would be like is a category of like a superstar is probably RDJ and Tom Holland. I think
Michael B. Jordan.
Sammy O's there.
Yeah, of course. Sorry, yeah.
Oh yeah, Sammy O. I keep forgetting that he's in there.
Sorry, not who?
Not Michael B. Jordan.
He's there now.
I think he's a megastar.
I think now.
You think because of post Sinners?
I mean, the only reason
might be, I might be doing semantics here, but mega and are we saying mega and super is the same thing?
Yeah, I'm calling the same thing.
Yeah, then Michael B's he's earned it through Sinners.
Yeah, I think Sinners like was the just the final thing he had to cross.
I think I'm in agreement. Mm-hmm. I just need to test that the waters commercial. I need to go to like a bunch of like, you know, white people and old people.
Let me tell you, everyone knows who Michael B. Jordan is. You know the buffness you think you're talking about? Yeah, he's the one actor. Like, I don't know if you ever saw during lockdown when girls would do like, would you run for this side or this side for someone? And it'll be like these random mediocre white guys and Michael B. Jordan. He was always in the mix. Always been the buff one. He's just been that guy.
Facts.
You know, one thing is when I left Sinners, obviously I thought it was a good film. But the first thing I texted Jason was like, yo, I have to get buff.
No, it's a good buff.
No, I'm saying, but the first thing I texted Jason was like, yo, I have to get Wham. Because that's what I'm going to do. I was like, yo, I have to get Wham. It has to happen now.
But I can't lie, yeah. That brother is a sexy brother, fam. You get me? Yeah. And
Smoke or stack? Because like, my mind keeps changing. Because I thought for ages I kept saying stack. But Smoke?
Nah, I think Smoke.
There's something about unstable about him that I kind of like.
Yeah, I think Smoke is like that toxic, like bad boy that just everyone.
But I don't think he's toxic.
He's toxic.
Man. I don't think he's toxic. I think he says it as it is.
Nah, he's there for a good time and he knows that people That's don't stack. Want to have a good time. Huh? Oh, wait, stack. Sorry. Stack.
No, Smoke is like.
Nah,
super chill.
He's super chill, but he's also like a shooter. Like, he's
you see when he pulls out the guns in the bun when Stingy won't have the garlic.
Yeah.
That was cool. Yeah, he's like, he's like, no, you're going to eat it.
That was funny, yeah. The one role, okay, but I actually didn't find him attractive in, was Creed. I didn't think that he looked MJ.
I think he was kind of buff in Creed. He was his sexiest in Black Panther.
Yeah,
That's his sexiest.
I don't agree.
Where was he sexiest then?
Sinners.
Yeah, fair enough. But no, before Sinners.
Creed.
Nah, man. He was just
like, hey, you can back me up with this. I'm pretty sure when Creed came out, gym membership skyrocketed. Pretty sure it happened. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because of V, bro. Jonathan Majors, fam.
Nah.
He got wham out of nowhere.
By the third one.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington is someone I want to discuss. And the reason being, I think he is the literal epitome of the balancing act. But he's had to really, like, it's taken time. And I think he's a superstar fully because of his acting. And literally that alone.
And just that.
Nothing else.
And I think he's one of the rare, sort of, not gems, but one of the rare actors in today or ever that's not had to rely on being the best looking guy.
Because he's so old.
Even on fucking thingy, press. Like, he doesn't do much press, if any, at all.
We know him now. And I think he looks lovely. He's lovely because we know him now. And I think
there was a time people didn't think he was a nice guy.
Because we didn't know anything about him.
People were on eggshells with him. Yeah. They did interviews and stuff. Whereas now you can see there's like a, he's a charming guy, his charisma, but he's also very to the point in his interviews. Like, he's very direct.
He's artistic, you know. Like, as in like obviously when we went to go watch Piano Lesson, and then we found out that he's still been doing theatre for the past 15 years. Yeah. I was like, yo, bro, this guy is locked in.
He loves it.
He loves this, bro.
What's the one he's done with Jake Gyllenhaal recently, Manny? Othello. Yeah.
Bro, honestly, the brother is locked in, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and you're absolutely right, bro. Like, he is a star, a superstar, because of just...
What's your favourite Denzel film?
Do you know that the other day I rewatched Training Day?
It's a good film.
Yeah, I went on a deep dive about all the meanings, you know, behind it. I saw that, I saw the vid, yeah, of that. Okay, that it was like improvised, and the fact that all of the extras, they were all like, do we carry on here? Like, do you know what I'm saying? They were baffed, right? And they were like, rather, like, it was a genuine reaction to what this guy was doing. Do you know what I'm saying? Also, I found out, okay, that he argued with the director because in the original script, okay, he wasn't gonna die, right? That he was gonna drive off, da da da. But Denzel was like, nah, I didn't put that on for him not to die. He's got to die because he's such a bad guy that we have to prove that bad guys can't win. Even at like this level, he has to die. Even if a bad guy kills him and then the other bad guy lives, that's life. know what I'm saying? But he has to die. I was like, rah, bro. Brother is locked into everything. But saying that, that's still not my favourite of his.
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be. I think it's a great film, though. It's a great film.
Can you name some... Yeah, go on.
All right, Bone Collector, Out of Time, Philadelphia, Glory, Magnificent Seven, John Q, Fences, Deja Vu, American Gangster.
Deja Vu is an interesting film because it's badly rated on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a fucking good film.
It's a great film.
Oh, American Gangster's mine.
See American Gangster? I could watch that film
over and over again. Man on Fire.
I love Man on Fire.
Man on Fire is really
good. I love Man on Fire.
Obviously, he has the Equalizer franchise now. Remember the tie?
I think the franchise is what cements the stardom. I think.
If you can keep going back and everyone's going to,
I think Philadelphia is one that's like, because it's pure. Phenomenal. Yeah, it's pure. That's the word I'm looking for, yeah. And then Fences, I've said, right? Yeah, John Q.
Okay. I'm leaning towards either Trendy or Fences.
Flight.
Flight
that's
is
later
good
on,
just
but
because it proved that he can do the adaptation thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. And
oh, Malcolm X as well.
Oh, the X film.
Just
he's literally I think he's the epitome of what most actors aspire to be as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
do you know, Inside Man.
It's because
Inside Man.
He is.
Oh, what a
Inside
film.
Man is a fucking banger. Yeah. It's a fucking banger.
You know, that shouldn't be that good of a film. I can't explain it yet.
Yeah.
There are certain films,
it
that
should be. Yeah.
It should be. If it came out now, it should be straight to streaming. Yeah. It's just, an okay film. But it's such a good film.
Do you remember Will Smith in that film? Yeah. Oh my God, what's the film called? The film where he's like a spy. Or like a CIA, officer. I think it's framed for a crime.
Enemy of the state.
Enemy of the state. Yeah. I feel like he only made that film because I think he made Inside Man.
Probably.
Yeah. Because it was like, how can you still get the fucking accolade for like a concept that was not like overused, but it's we've seen it before. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of stuff.
Yeah. And
it's a heist film. It really shouldn't be that good.
Also, He Got Game. It's like one of the best basketball theme films ever.
Yeah. He's the guy.
Do you know what it is? He's your actor's favourite actor.
Yeah.
And I think his age has forced him to be solely reliant on his skill and his ability to act. So now we've got a generation of actors that are just personable. We'll watch it because we like him. We like her. Why not? We'll do it. Why not? But for him, it's like you have to actually, you care about his acting. Mm. His acting is the only thing. Mm. So the age thing, there's a bunch of older actors that are like that.
And it's peak because when you see him in certain films of like Gladiator 2, like, there was a fucking, there was a mammoth difference between his performance and everybody else. And Joseph
Quinn. Mammoth, bro.
Joseph Quinn was good, but it's like, this is like.
He's just.
Night and day.
Nah, bro. He was long gone.
I'm looking forward to the Spike Lee film that's coming out. Is it Rocky?
I'm looking forward to him.
Can't wait for that.
To being in Black Panther 3.
There's a huge possibility that will happen, but that takes us on to a conversation around IP and franchises and superhero films of the sort. Easy, where you know you could argue to some degree they have taken over the superstar because what you have with these IPs, especially superhero films, are you have characters within a book who are now being adapted into a TV show or a film, and the adoration for those, you could argue, overshadows who the actor is. Now, if you can get a great actor to play that character as well, it's even better. But for the most part, people like, you need to play him this way. This is how I know this character. This is how he's supposed to look. This is how he's supposed to perform. This is his story. This is the only way. So people tend to, or have tended to, attach themselves more towards the franchise and the comic booky and the IP rather than the superstar in today's world.
Do you know what
you could argue?
There was something like Anthony Mackie said about that, where he spoke about like how people will go to the film
to watch Cap,
not to watch Chris Evans as Cap, it's to watch Cap. So I think
Chris Evans earned people watching
Cap.
Cap.
Yeah.
But I think he was touching on the fact that in general, people are going to go watch roles than they are.
No, but that's absolutely right. Okay, because I. And I'm saying this now because I'm just thinking about now. Okay, I wouldn't know Henry Cavill. I would probably not know his name as quickly as I learned his name if he was a Superman.
Valid. Mm. But yeah, there's some roles that are just
They're global.
They transcend.
Man. They exceed Super you Steve. As a person. Super yeah. Steve, thank you.
Yeah, like he's Superman. Come on, bro.
Yeah, it's just that's what it is.
You can't be bigger than Superman.
Yeah.
You actually can't.
You get me?
Yeah.
So it's like it's like I know your name now for the rest of the time now because you
Christopher Reeves. Like, I don't know another Christopher Reeves film than New Superman. Yeah. At what point?
Yeah.
Who's the new Superman?
That I should know.
See, when it comes out,
we're gonna know. Yeah.
Corin's.
Yeah, man. He's got to change that to David Stern or something.
Yeah, I like. Yeah, it's David Corin's. Yeah.
Quo who?
Corin Sweat.
Why are we smiling? Corin Sweat.
But yeah, we've got some big IP films, superhero films. I keep saying superstar. We've got some big superhero films coming out. We've got Fantastic Four. Reed Richards. Like, people saying, oh, Pedro Pascal can't be him because it has to be this particular way. And it's like, again, we're going back to the point of, like, the IP and the character being bigger than the actor.
Yeah.
And I think even Pedro Pascal, who is everybody's mum, daughter, sister, loves Pedro for one reason or another. If it's not for his aesthetics, it's for how nice he is.
It's not for how nice he is,
it's because he's a good actor.
Yeah.
He's still not a superstar, though.
Yeah. He's not a superstar.
But why is that, though? Because he isn't. I agree with you.
I think he needs a big film where he leads it as the face of the film.
Yeah, he does.
He's done a lot of TV.
Does he have a blockbuster?
Huh?
Does he have a blockbuster? Like a blockbuster?
Plenty, bro.
Who?
Pedro. Like one that stands like...
He's got plenty, though.
He's got like really good films, but I'm trying to think.
Man's asking us.
No, because
I agree with you. He's not a superstar yet. But you're right. I need to see his face on a poster and it's just him. When we get to that point where it's just him, or like it's his face and other floating heads, I need something that's like him.
Yeah, I'm thinking of all my megastars in my head. There's nothing like that stands out.
Even Gladiator, he wasn't a lead. That was Paul Mescal.
Game of Thrones.
I guess you could argue Fantastic. Yeah,
and that's why I fell in love with him for Game of Thrones.
Equalizer, so Kingsman.
Fantastic Four is going to be like the biggest.
That'll be his biggest, that's gonna be Marvel pushing it though.
Like I'm trying to say, yeah.
Is he sharing it?
No. But don't forget though, okay, if they get this right, okay, this is Marvel's fourth attempt of a live action F4. So if he does get this right, okay, for multiple reasons, okay, aside from the superhero thing, he can get that next.
No, I need a sinners from him. That's what I basically need.
You can't share. Fantastic Four, you're sharing.
Yeah. No, but like, guys, I don't...
And he's sharing it too equally with too many people.
You're clocking,
and Robert Downey Jr. is in it as well, so like...
I don't think you man are clocking how important and big Reed Richards is in comic history.
I'm not saying it's not. We're not discarding anything you're saying.
Arguably, like, the top three smartest people in...
I hear you, but he needs something. You're right, he needs a sinners. He needs an undeniable hit of, like...
That's a zone.
Yeah, but... Because you're thinking, we bought sinners, yeah? Wumi was great. Mm. So was Hayley. So was everyone else. Like Miles is fantastic. Everyone else is fantastic. But Michael B. Jordan
is what we're talking about.
Do you know what I mean?
He's
like
he's the face.
He like it's him. It's him. I need a Pedro.
I genuinely think that F4. The way that I've read it, anyways. Okay, I genuinely think that Reed is the star, and I think that the rest of them are just side characters.
It's going to be everyone on that major cast.
People are talking about Robert Downey Jr. being in that film. Huss. That's literally what.
And it's taken
no, but he's in the fucking. Do you know what? That's super interesting. Okay, other superstars can superside star. Do you know what I'm saying? Because that's not his fault.
Yeah, but that's the point.
It's just fucking bigger.
But that's the point, because if it was Denzel Washington in Fantastic Four, we wouldn't be talking about RDK.
We definitely would.
I think RDJ might just
superside a little bit.
Might just a bit. Not because he's better.
No, but I think it'd be more an interesting conversation if we got Denzel Washington in it, because it's like, what's he doing there?
Yeah.
So that conversation alone is gonna. Okay, cool.
If at the the Disney content, yeah, okay. If he done that, fam, with Doctor Doom, and it was Denzel, does he get a bigger reaction?
Yes, he does.
What than RDJ?
Yeah. He does.
No, he doesn't, bro.
The reason he
gets a reaction. Trust me,
it might not be the right reaction. Trust
me. He gets a reaction, but the reaction is like it's conversation. Like to be like a megastar or that level of stardom, yeah, it's also like how many people are gonna like, Google you to find out things about you. He has more of that.
Also, you guys just love Marvel, I promise you.
The average person doesn't care as much as you guys do.
The scenario
they don't. There's what he's a bigger star, so they have to care more.
Do you know why? Because Their kids do. Their pajamas are Anna pajamas, okay? Their bags are Spider-Man bags. Everything is attached, okay, to if you're 60 or you're 6, right? Big man thing, okay? That's why they care. That's why they know. That's why everybody, and that's what makes RDJ a superstar. Because from 2008, until like right now, 80% of kids and their mums and dads know who Iron Man is, bro. Do you get me? It's done. But even if you've never watched one MCU film ever, RDJ is, it's done. Denzel is a better actor, okay? RDJ is a good actor. He's not a bad actor. He's a good actor.
But in that breath, you're saying that RDJ is a bigger star than Denzel Washington, and I don't think you agree with that.
Do you know one thing I want to quickly say?
I'm not happy with it.
I don't actually think you think that.
I do.
Because you can't have said everything we've said and still be like, yeah, he genuinely...
Again, like what Gas said earlier, it doesn't mean... Obviously, Denzel was a way better actor.
It's not about the acting ability. We're literally not talking about that right now because we know that. That's obvious.
Yeah.
Ask RDJ. He's going to say he's a better actor. Do you know what I mean? But the thing is, right now, in terms of megastar, I still think Denzel's bigger.
Right now or all time?
Both. I think both.
I think it's RDJ, man.
I honestly think... Because
I think RDJ
I think that one role he took, which shouldn't define him, but has.
It has
taken him to a different stratosphere.
Do you not think, though, back to what you were saying about him taking that mask off, I only think that he would get a bigger reaction than Denzel. It's because we don't expect him to come back to the MCU.
That's one of many reasons.
What's the other reasons, though?
Because the fact that he's
playing two roles.
Do you know, by the way?
Same universe.
By the way, okay.
That's the issue.
Him taking that role, in 2008 isn't just the success of the MCU. It's the literal destruction of the industry, right? He took that role, and Disney, who saw Marvel as a huge fucking risk, made so much freaking money and then needed more characters. They bought Fox. They bought a whole other studio. Do you understand that? Okay? And then the other studios took them to court to be like, yo, it's a Monopoly thing. Right? Like, him taking that role destroyed everything. He is a global phenomenon, right? So for him to come back here and say, yo, boom, here I am. If I'm Universal or Warner, I'm sitting there going, fuck's sake.
But you're not, because we're so attached. We said this before. We're attached to Iron Man. I personally am not watching it.
Well, clearly not.
I don't give a fuck.
Clearly not, because
I don't care.
No, what did you say?
I'm not watching it because of that. I'm not watching it because of thingy.
Oh, I just thought you were saying I'm not watching it.
I'm not rushing to watch Fantastic Four. I'm not.
Doomsday.
Puss. So, if he's been, if he's all this what you're saying right here, can you name me the three films that he's made after his MCU phase?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge, by the way. He was.
But again, he was in the state of face of that. Killian Murphy.
He was the narrator. He was the literal.
It was Killian Murphy.
He got his Academy for it, man. He gets his blah.
Yeah. Facts, bro. Okay.
But we were there for Killian, let's be real.
Yes, we were.
And Nolan. Really,
so where do you put
Nolan?
Killian? Killian is not a star, is he?
He's not.
No, he's not a star.
Okay, but name me the other two.
What, Killian tier 2?
Tier 3, 4.
I think he's a 2, you know.
Oh! Tier 2, like, with, like, Sacha Bullock and
Don't you talk down on my good stuff.
Killian is not going to put bums on seats.
No, not for
He'll me. Put film.
Oppenheimer's Nolan, right, I get you.
Yeah, he's basically acclaimed. That's what he is.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's not skip past this.
So what's tier 3, then?
Huh?
C3.
Yeah.
Yeah. C and 3, same thing.
I'll take C.
So,
but he could be a B, though.
I don't think so.
Literally, Oppenheimer is your banker.
Yeah. He's such amazing. But that's one.
He's in 28 days.
It's one.
Years now, is it going to be as well?
People are going to go watch that for him as well.
Exactly.
28 days, 28.
I don't think we're watching it for him. I think we're watching it because we're excited.
It's the third.
But it's Killian.
Really. Okay. But
I think that.
Oh, yeah.
Peaky Blinders,
as well.
But again.
Peaky Blinders movie. Come on.
Oh, that's true.
Wait, come on, man.
Do you know, I think that Peaky Blinders, falls into the category of TV where.
Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible 8.
Fucking Manny, bro. Where Americans, don't know the difference or recognize the difference between each character. I think they think everyone is the same.
Nah, Joe Cole, brother Joe Cole.
Be careful.
Come. So you think they think Tom Hardy is the same as Killian? They don't know who the difference is.
They know, because they know Venom.
Tom Hardy, what is he? What tier is he?
Oh, B.
Let me fucking fling out some names to you.
Because he hasn't got a major film yet that
guys,
we love.
Before you do that, you're not going to get away with this. What are the other two films that this megastar RDJ has been in other than Oppenheimer since the MCU has finished with him?
RDJ?
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Easy, bro.
Good.
Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So much cap.
He was obviously in Sherlock Holmes. Like
previously. That's not...
No! We don't care about previously. Focus on the question you were asked.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's only three films, my dude.
Yeah.
From your megastar.
Yeah.
Your megastar is bigger than Denzel Washington.
That's left the MCU and the three films he starred in.
You're proving the point.
For now, yeah. No, I just asking a question.
For now. Yeah, so when Endgame finished, the three films that he has been in.
Don't say it to him again. He heard you the first time. Answer
Endgame
the
finished in 2020, right?
No,
he was in a film in 2020. So you took that film in that year that he was in.
No one cared then. You know what I'm saying?
But your megastar.
He wasn't the biggest film of all time.
This is your megastar.
He's in the biggest film of all time.
Yeah, the year prior. The biggest film of all time.
Also, let's start doing Mo Salah, okay? If we start doing stats now, he's the highest paid actor in fucking Hollywood, right?
So?
This doesn't mean anything. These are megastars.
I can't lie, box office draw does matter for megastars, man.
Why can't he name these three films?
Wait.
He should be able to name
what I can off. Name you in the top 10 grossest films of all time, he's in at least four.
Well done.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's your megastar. You've said this. Now name the films he was in. You've only got two films. It's only two films. I don't know because he's not my megastar.
Yeah.
You would. Go on. What is it?
I know you. It's in Sir and Doolittle.
Bro.
Doctor Doolittle. Fucking indie. I've lost my mind.
There are polar bears on the poster.
He's tired. He's trying to chill, bro.
So what did he do? He has to make himself relevant again. He came back to Marvel. And that's why he took his face off. Yes.
He was in Oppenheimer, the biggest film, for years.
Okay, cool. So why...
He was fine, bro. He was fine.
Why is he not doing stuff again?
He won an award.
Why did you come back?
He won an award.
Why did you come back?
Never go back.
Yeah.
Why would you go back? Yeah.
Because it was a creative move.
Why would you go back?
It was a creative move.
They are going to pay him crazy bank for that film, man. That
crow.
Exactly. Exactly.
Guys.
You need to go back to the cash cow.
Yeah?
You do.
I watched the interview with the Russo brothers, right? They said that RDJ signed on to come on before the brothers came back, but in the condition that the story that the brothers told was locked in. So they said no at first because they didn't have a good story. They found a story, they thought it worked, and then was like, all right, cool, we're locked in. I generally think that RDJ just done what, as you said, I said a lot earlier, trusted directors where he's had his most success. I don't think that it mattered that it was fucking Marvel or cool, but he has had the most success with the Russo brothers, and then he went away, all right, and then they found a story that works. I think that's why he has come back. I don't think that he's come back for the peas or anything. He's made enough money. All right, it's done.
I don't think
you can question the fact that the bank would play a huge role.
I promise you.
Of course.
No, everyone jokes about Marvel. You want to join Marvel because you got some bread. Exactly. It's not the sole reason, but that's a huge play. Probably the second reason. But if you're telling me that, because Russo Brothers made most success with him, you go and work with them. You go to the side and be like, yo, let's put...
They've made films outside of Marvel.
And they've only ever made Marvel.
And they've not made good films.
Exactly. Yeah, and they've made films
So what's the point? They haven't got any good ideas. They only know someone else's ideas.
Wait. I mean, there's a lot of... Yo. Their last four films, the four leads have been Chadwick, Chris Hemsworth for Extraction.
Wait, they didn't do Extraction.
We did.
No, the guy that did Extraction was a stunt guy that took over. He was the stunt guy.
Has a film with Chris Thingy, and then they've got the film obviously with Star-Lord.
Chris Pratt.
The one with Millie.
He's another one.
Bobby Brown.
Fucking poor films, man.
The Russo brothers apparently did Cherry.
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
Grey Man.
Yes.
Extraction.
Did Extraction.
Thank you.
Extraction.
The first one.
Marvel characters. Both.
As directors? No.
I think producers, maybe.
They may producers. Be producers, yeah.
Marvel actors, okay? So maybe RJ was just like, yo, fam, you're going to anyway.
So this is literally the point, is that they haven't got any good original IPs, or they don't know how to do what they're doing outside of comic books, which is fine. It's not by like, you don't have to have original ideas if you can only adapt.
If your skill set is better at adapting,
if that's your skill set,
that's like David Benioff, the Game of Thrones showrunner. Yeah. Their thing is seemingly adapting because they've struggled to do anything else.
This is it.
Do you also think that RDJ's work outside of Marvel is good enough as well to put him in that?
Nope, it's not.
I think prior, for sure.
Really?
What?
Yeah, for sure.
Give us three.
He won Mad Awards, you know.
But what gave us?
Okay, but when we're asking you what these things are, you said
Sherlock Holmes.
But I'm saying, you said Halle Berry, was Black famous, yeah. Then you went to a list of bare things she's done. That's a megastar because you know straight off your head.
Yeah, but what RDJ,
RDJ is meant to be your megastar. But you can't name anything.
No, but RDJ is my megastar because he got attached to something that I'm super close.
But I'm saying, away Iron Man, he should be able to. You should know things about him. He's meant to be your megastar.
No, but we're admitting that Iron Man made him a megastar.
But that's fine. But you're saying, before then he had bare things. I'm asking you what they are.
No,
bare awards.
He did, but I wasn't into them.
But even post that,
to be a megastar, do you not have to have that?
Bro, I'm proving it now. I'm saying to you, in 2008, I learned who he was. But prior to that, he won like 4 Academy Awards, right?
He didn't do that.
How many?
He's won one.
Perfect. He won one and then went to rehab.
Yeah.
And then,
What did he win before?
Bro, he won an award before, you fucking fuck. Yeah,
believe that. What did he win Oscar for?
Huh? Yeah. I don't know, but he won something and then went to rehab and shot up people and shit. Okay, do you know what I mean? Yeah, and then came back as fucking Iron Man. I'm saying, okay, and we've said this before.
He was a nominee in 2009 for Tropic Thunder, and a nominee for Chaplin as well.
Prior to that, in like the 90s.
So it says here,
What about one with blackface?
He was like a kid.
That's the one. Yeah,
3 nominations. Yeah.
But he only won.
He's got 2 BAFTAs, which is impressive. To be fair,
there you go.
He's in Zodiac, which is really good.
My point is, he's a superstar, but you couldn't name 3 movies he did after. Yeah, and that is.
I think that proves to me that he's a superstar.
Incredible. Okay, next one.
I genuinely think that.
No, but we do have to. I've got 2 more segments, and plus with a game, so just me.
Yeah, I mean,
so what I want to talk about is 2020 onwards. And sort of like the rise of Gen Z-ish / young actors who have sort of catapulted themselves into stardom. I think Hollywood Reporter did something quite recently where they did like a top 10 of all time. Mm-hmm. No, top 10 of the 2020s. So like Timothy Chalamet's in there.
Yeah.
Zendaya's in there. Do you put those guys for sure as today's superstars? Or just
I think they're the closest.
I think Zendaya for me, yes. I think Timothy almost.
I think Timothy.
I think 2 superstars that are there.
I'm not sure what it is, but it's something about
the 2 superstars that I know right now in Hollywood that the easiest answer is Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart.
All right, well, back to the serious talk.
Might not like them. That's not the question here.
I think you might be right.
I'm talking about young actors though. The young actors of today.
The young actors.
Yes, young actors. I'm gonna say Zendaya for sure. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I don't care for the complete unknown. That's probably what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I did like the movie, I would have said yes for Timothy. So I think it's more of a personal thing. But
yeah,
I think
Timothy's there, man.
Yeah, I think I'm actually just not giving it to him because I didn't enjoy that movie.
Hollywood Reporter did something last year where they did like the top 10. Also, they had Austin Butler described as the golden boy.
It's enough.
He's not a superstar. He's a good actor.
Yeah, he can't have it.
He's one level below.
No, he's 2. 2 or 3.
2, no, not 3.
He had
maybe
Elvis.
2.
He had Elvis.
I think he's at a 2.5.
Other than that,
I think he's on a tilting point between like a 2 and a...
2 and a 3.
Yeah.
Because other than Elvis, what has he actually had?
Dune.
Yeah, I'm biased. I didn't watch Dune.
He was also...
I can't lie. That's the he wasn't in it long, but he was fucking cold.
Yeah.
He was
really the good. Bike Riders he was good in.
Bike Riders is good. It's good for him.
He was good.
And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which is very small.
They had a whole load of young... That film was mad.
And then...
Masters of the Air, it was a good TV show.
Good show. Had Callum Turner
again,
as well, right?
He's got things that I didn't care for. That's what it is. I'm not giving it to him.
Wait, are we talking about
Austin Butler?
He's not superstar for me, man.
No. We're saying he's in the second.
They got Timothy Chalamet described as the sure thing.
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm going to give it to him because I'm being unfair, but he deserves it.
Jacob Elordi, the shy heartthrob.
No.
Yeah, I'm with that.
No.
Where'd you put him?
He's tier 4. Let me tell you why, yeah? Because he should have been the golden boy and he's not, yeah? They made him the golden boy. They're like, yeah, he's going to be the next thing. It's going to be him. It didn't work. And guess what? That's okay.
Paul Mescal as the arts house prince. to like
I'm okay with him
the indie boy. Yeah. I don't know if he's a superstar yet though.
No, not yet.
But I think he's like another like a in a 2.5-ish. I think Gladiator last year he was decent in, but I don't think he had enough. I don't know, there was something missing with Gladiator 2, which didn't necessarily do it for me. But Jenna Ortega is described as the Gen Z obsession.
Yeah. On her way to.
Where'd you put her though?
She just needs to stop choosing terrible projects, but I'm gonna put her in the third tier.
Yeah.
In the next decade I will be really excited for her career.
Glenn Powell, I think he's at a two. And I think he's heading towards the one.
Nice. Glenn Powell's in his 40s though.
It's a solid three.
That's not a young man.
He's 36.
Yeah, he does not count.
Can we put him in the same conversation as Zendaya?
I don't know. It's not me.
No, I'm asking the room. I'm being ageist, but can we?
I don't think so.
Because I think he's young and is in his career, but he's not young.
He's young in his career. I think that's fair enough. He's young in his career.
Okay, cool.
She's 28 and he's 36.
He's young in his career. That's I think Glenn Powell's like heading towards there though. I think he's heading towards there. I think he's at.
What is he being in other?
Yeah, I'm trying to really think.
Because obviously that terrible movie with Tits McGee, what's her name, Sydney Sweeney.
I like them both.
Anyone but you.
I like the film. I can't lie.
No, it's fun, but it's not a very good film.
He's not got anything that stands out in terms of like other than Top Gun.
Oh no, he had the thing with Adriana Ohono.
What, Hitman?
Bro, that was a hit. No pun.
That was a hit.
It was a big hit. It's cheap as well. It's poor. I know. Sorry.
It's okay. He made it worse.
Oh, what did he say?
I said it was a hit and he said, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. Florence Pugh.
Yeah.
Two. Yeah. Solid two.
Yeah, she's on her way. But she's not a megastar. There's just something.
She's another one that's on, like, hey, listen, Thunderbolts, kind of like front face of that, you know.
I didn't say anything. Just smile.
Put it away.
Yeah, because
someone made a really good point that she hasn't got, she's got a face that she can only make movies that are set in modern day. And it's so true. I do not want to see her in a period piece.
She Oppenheimer.
She looks like she knows, but she looks like she knows what an iPhone is.
Oppenheimer.
Do you know? Are you, my nigga? Can you listen to the words I'm saying?
Oppenheimer was in 2025.
My point is,
I'd like to chill out with her.
Does she not look like she has? What did you say?
I'd like to chill out with her. She seems cool.
She does seem like.
Yeah, I would chill out with her too.
She'd probably fart too much, but.
Onto the next one.
Also, obviously, in Dune next year, like she's gonna be huge role. So yeah,
Sydney Sweeney.
No. We're actually lying. Honestly, it's ridiculous. If you have to really be reliant on you constantly being naked for a role, which sounds so offensive for me to say, but my goodness, that Madam Web film was terrible. Yeah, but she made it 20 times worse because she wasn't acting correctly. She was so good in Euphoria. Mm. Honestly, the role she plays.
White Lotus as well killed it.
Yeah, she was so good back to back in those shows.
But she really like. Her role in that isn't like anything too big.
But she did it good.
Yeah, she got asked to do a job and she did a job.
Yeah. She did well, like, I'm not gonna be angry, you did the job you're meant to do.
Because I haven't seen those two.
Those are her standout performances. So you haven't seen anything.
My opinion of her is like very, very small.
Because you've seen her in Madam Web and what else?
And Anyone But You.
She was okay in Anyone But You.
She was better than him.
No, Glenn was okay.
Glenn was good.
They were both okay.
They were both mid.
Yeah, there's nothing to write home about. She's just really good in Euphoria. She's acting like she couldn't act. And
she is like...
She left Euphoria and went like, yo, guys, I don't really want to act anymore. I just need to show you guys my boobs. And it's like, this is enough now.
She is beautiful.
I mean, she's changing that now, though. She's got the boxing film coming up.
And I'm excited for that. Because she's got Wham as well. And I was like, yes, commit to this role. Do it. Actually do it because I know you've got it in you.
Yeah, and what's the name? Like, Complex. Stop posting her randomly. It's weird.
Yeah, they're doing it for engagement. Engagement problem, I hate it. It's just so, it's actually so like there's a little intern with his dick on his laptop like, posting that picture constantly and it's like.
It was, and yo, she'll drop like a 12 photo like feet a dump. He'll pick like three of them, the most revealing ones.
Yeah.
He'll pick like the ones like, aha.
I'm telling you. And it'll be like, when she posted the photo of her like getting like bolo for the role, yeah. They were like, oh, before and after transformation. I was like, yo, can he get this boy to put his dick away? Like, what the heck?
So big.
All right, guys,
on the computer, sorry.
I'm just going to transition into the game I had. Because it kind of fits in what we were doing before. I've got a list of actors, past and present, mostly present. And you need to list them in terms of A, B, C or D in terms of their stardom, yeah?
Cool.
Kids, you got a timestamp for this as well? Just so that it makes it easier for you when you're gaming. Or
so A, B and superstar.
We can go that way, yeah.
Like global megastar all time.
Does that make it easier for you guys?
Sure.
That's what I thought of the man anyway.
Cool. Zendaya, where do you put her in terms of categories of actors?
A.
A.
Yeah? Superstar.
Yep.
Okay. Florence Pugh?
B.
B.
Interesting. Timothée Chalamet?
A.
A.
Margot Robbie?
A.
A.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah,
oh, that scene.
Wolf of Wall Street made it.
Mega star.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Household name as well. And she's also really black famous as well.
Yeah.
Because you guys won't. Yeah. Anyways.
Barbie as well. And what I love about her, she recognizes her white privilege. Okay, she took a break and allowed others to have roles, and then came back and done fucking Barbie.
She wants to go have a child and after Barbie, she's like, I'm gonna go have a kid. And I loved it. Yep. I'm really pro women. Just
she also had a secret affair with my favorite actor, Will Smith. So shout out to her.
That wasn't a secret.
Yeah,
that was not a secret.
They were smashing on set. That's also I want to say the last film that Will Smith looked legging.
That's cap.
Well, go on.
He was handsome in King Richard.
Oh, see.
He was okay.
He was handsome in King Richard.
Actually,
in
Bad Boys, when he got rehenched again.
Oh, sexy as fuck.
Yeah. When they, you know what? I take it back.
Yeah. Don't talk about my goat like that.
Hey, sorry.
Ryan Gosling.
Hey. You're moving mad.
I am moving mad.
Where do you want to put him?
I'm going to say B.
Oh.
I think it's because there's nothing recent. That's coming to mind.
What do you mean? He done the stunt film.
The Fall Guy.
Yeah.
And that proves my point. That makes it a B. I was teetering for A, but that makes it a B.
Yeah. Nah, right. I think The Notebook is too big.
You know, I love The Notebook, but I have to be a bit more honest. I think it might be a B for me.
He's also all of Hollywood's like crush.
No, that's a sexy motherfucker. Like, he's sexy as shit.
He was great and Crazy Stupid as well.
Oh, he was so Crazy Stupid Love. Oh my goodness. With Steve Carell as well? Oh, fuck off. Okay. Yeah.
Pedro Pascal.
C.
B.
No, Pedro, sorry. I was just going to pull.
Pedro Pascal, sorry.
Yeah. B. B.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're going to get him an A soon.
Emma Stone.
C.
Do you know what is crazy? Do you know what's crazy?
I'm going with
A.
Do you reckon she's a box office draw?
No, I think she's a box office draw.
I think she's an awards draw.
She's critically acclaimed.
Yeah, I think with the right pieces around her, she's a box office draw.
And she's also another like artsy.
She is.
And
that's the
reason. And she wins. She's a good actor.
Oh, she's great.
No.
Retract. Wait. I'm going with B.
We're not saying these guys are bad because they're that's not what bad. I'm no.
B.
Oh, is that why you think it's? Because you feel like you're ranking their acting as well?
No, just that time.
I think her acting takes are just enough to the B. It doesn't get her into an A.
Maybe we can put her at a B, but in my heart of hearts, I feel like she's a C.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
C. It's D.
The Menu, Furioso.
Yeah, I said D, sorry.
D, yeah?
Yeah, D.
Golly.
He's an arsehole. He said, just so you know.
I don't know. Okay.
She's good, man. Solid.
Cillian Murphy.
C.
Interesting. Tom Holland.
A.
A. That's Spider-Man.
He's actually Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson.
Wait, hold up. What?
You think Tom Holland's an A?
He's a superstar. Man.
He's a superstar.
I think he's a superstar.
Have you not seen that video of him doing his family barbecue and the kid? Yeah. That is proof of a superstar.
I don't know.
They kept saying they got Spider-Man holding the baby.
He's a superstar, man.
That's a superstar. Yeah, he is. He's you might not like it. Phenomenon. You might
not
like it.
B. I don't think he's A.
He's a global phenomenon.
Do you reckon because it's only Spider-Man for you?
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's fair enough.
What? And I've seen the films outside of it. He's
But it made numbers.
That's a terrible film.
He needs that.
I thought Cherry was gonna be his that, and even that's not good.
Crowded Room on Apple. If anyone watched it.
Wait, I've watched him in a few good things, you know. I swear to God, I have, bro.
He's great. He needs one like undeniable hit.
Yeah,
hopefully, Mr. Christopher Nolan can deliver.
Yeah, there you go. That could be it.
Odyssey. That could actually be it.
Michael B. Jordan.
A star.
Chris Hemsworth.
B. Maybe a C, but a B.
Extraction.
I'm going with A.
Nah.
I think he is the biggest pull. Out of the original Avengers, outside of RDJ.
Possibly, you know.
I think he's the biggest pull, as in like bums to seats.
More than ScarJo, yeah?
Yes.
You say that. Didn't Men in Black flop?
Sorry?
Didn't Men in Black flop?
Yeah. But I think that was when he... bro, you can still have bad roles and be a superstar. Obviously, but, do you know what I'm saying?
You need to have a couple dozen.
Extraction,
there.
But like, that's big come big out.
Back.
Thank you.
That's
oh,
come out.
Transformers. Transformers did a big in terms of critics, anyway.
Yeah, it was incredible.
The thing is, that came out in the same year Endgame, so you would think that after Endgame success, he could carry that the new franchise.
I think that's a complete. That's so wrong. That's
think
so wrong. Because you just came off the biggest film ever. Anything you do after that, it would be fucking way below it.
No, but it's not about being way below it. It bombed. Like, there's not been a new new Men in Black since.
Yes, yeah. It has.
Has there been since 2019?
Nope.
Should I move on?
No, yep.
Brad Pitt.
Hey. Are you mentally ill? Are you mentally ill,
fam? Don't you dare.
Wait. It's an A, but with so much disgust.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Disgust. That's an A, fam.
Like, I am going to watch F1 for Damson Idris, and it's pissing me off.
I'm
excited for F1. It's brought anger to my spirit, so you guys know. I do not want to see that stupid man on my screen.
Nicholas Holt.
And
give me some roles.
Sort of see.
He's
beast.
He's gonna be. He's an X-Men. He's in The Menu.
Nosferatu.
Skins. C, but he's on his way to a B and A.
I don't think he's on his way, but I think he's on good roles, man. I don't think he's long enough to be an A. So
yeah. No, he's a bit buff.
He's
gonna be like Lex Luger. So
he's a bit buff.
He's got his own.
Yeah.
What world of buff?
He kind of looks like an animal, kind of buff.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got his
means
own.
Everyone's buff.
No. Yeah. Well.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
He busted someone.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Joseph Quinn, Stranger Things, A Quiet Place.
Give me a CD.
Warfare.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four.
That's a C, but he's only
keep naming stuff that you like, but it's a C.
I didn't like Gladiator.
Okay, it's a C. It's a C, but he's going to get a B soon, and I don't see why he wouldn't be an A eventually.
I get it. I don't see why he wouldn't be.
Do you think he might be missing the aesthetics?
He's a bit short.
And he's
isn't Tom Cruise short though?
Yeah, but he's still Cruise.
Tom Cruise. But also,
he's Tom Cruise is Leng, and you can never tell he's short in his films.
Yeah, he's naughty's Leng. Yeah, like there were Lengs where like the cameras, like the film cameras were different.
Yeah.
But also, they made him taller in all these films.
Yeah.
So
you can never tell he was short.
Never tell. Yeah.
You find out recently he's 5'7".
John Boyega.
Oh, I don't really do this. I don't have to say it.
What? C?
I'm going with B.
I'm honestly going with C. Because
what was your favorite film of all time?
No, I'm telling you, The Clone Tyrant is phenomenal. But
yeah, it's actually an amazing film. Like, don't even joke about
it. I've seen it, bro.
But the problem is where are you at? Where you at?
No, that's facts. But not, the films like, that he like, has done though.
Yeah, they've been hits. But my issue is like, I loved Attack the Block. Mm. I loved The Clone Tyrant.
It was good in Detroit as well.
But where else are you? Like, I'm not even on a talk show, not on a podcast. Like, can I see you on my TV screen? Can I see you on my? Can I go in?
But you said earlier, okay, about accessibility. You know what I mean?
But he needs to be on a press run. But in order to do a press run, he needs to be on a fucking film.
Yeah.
Go book a film.
He's choosing the bullets. He's choosing.
Viola Davis.
A.
A.
Superstar.
Yeah.
I think
she's a B, you know.
At this point, no, but guys, wait, hold on. At this point, she's in enough films, yeah, where it's almost Sam Jack, where like anybody will just know her. Oh my God, I love her. She's so good.
Are people gonna go watch a film? Because Viola's in it. And I'm not saying they won't.
Solely.
No.
I just think it's questionable. I think it's debatable. I think alongside another group, a cast of actors who are also great, yes.
So are you saying that you can't be a superstar if you're not a lead?
You have to be able to draw people in, bro.
You have to sell the film.
Yeah.
By yourself, even if no one else is there.
Well, she just had her G20. Yeah. Just had a lead.
But she wasn't, it was streaming. That's the problem. I love G20.
It was good, yeah.
But
I had it with shit.
Yeah, because people
good shit.
Yeah,
it's possible.
It's not a film for us. You shouldn't be like 18 plus sat there excited for G20. It's like a late teen film.
Okay.
It's family friendly. Like it's very.
Well, fine. I'll go with B then.
A couple more, and we'll wrap up the episode. Jeremy Allen White.
B at the moment.
Yeah, because why would I go and watch him?
Yeah.
That's my, because now that's made me really question it.
He still hasn't got me to a point where I'm like, I need to go watch you.
Might be a low B.
He might even be a C.
Because obviously, like, for me, Iron Claw, obviously, I'm saying he was
good. He's good.
But I went for Zac Efron.
Yes.
Yeah, I think everyone put him.
A.
Okay.
High School Musical is just peak.
Honestly, I will go and watch a movie for Zac Efron still. Yeah. And like,
I know why you would.
No, but it's like, even like, more than just being my childhood crush, like, I think he can really act. And I think recently he's proven that he can really act.
Great in Iron Claw.
And Iron Claw made me cry.
Also, yeah, okay. But I actually think that Bad Neighbours is an underrated comedy. I think it's hilarious.
What did you say?
that Bad Neighbors is an underrated comedy.
Have you seen the one that he's done with,
with
Apple?
Seth?
The film, but the Vietnam film.
No.
It's top quality. Watch it. It's based on a true story about how all his boys went to war and he didn't go to war. And like, this is what everyone's talking about. So he was like, I'm going to go bring him beers. It sounds like a joke, but it's like he goes there and he realizes, like, rah. This is what's going on, because in America, they're all painting it out to be like, it's not like this. And over there, he's like, rah, people like dying and whatnot. He's got like Russell Crowe, I think, as well. And like, it's
oh, shit, Damson.
I've seen a trailer. B.
Damson,
C.
Might be a C right now, but. Right.
No.
He's a B.
That's a high B and A.
It's a B. I think F1 could make him an A.
F1.
Oh, but he's got the celebrity, you know.
He
can
be an A.
In the UK.
No, he's bigger in America than he is.
Yeah. Snowfall's a phenomenon.
He is a bigger star in the US than he is. The UK don't rate him that much.
Do you know what I think he's? I think he's what Michael was before Sinners. So I'm trying to say, like,
He's going to have F1, then he's going to have another couple good movies under his belt. He's going to do like a couple of appearances in TV shows, and then he's going to be like undeniable A.
Yeah.
Trust me. He's actually a star, and he's not that accessible either. Unless the movie doesn't talk
right,
too much.
So right now, he's a B.
He's a high B.
Do you know, like, and they're
going to change by the end of June.
They're not on this list, okay, but do you know who's had some, like, big roles or biggish, no, sorry, roles in big films, okay? And he doesn't get, like, you know, talked about enough. Samson.
Sasagawa.
Yeah. He's had some like actual big roles, you know. Okay, and you go raw, bro. That's what he was in fucking Haunted House last year.
Yeah.
Okay. I just think he needs that role where he speaks for half the film. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. Not just like
he's been shooting out in the Gold Coast. What's the name of it that he's doing right now? He's filming something.
Yeah.
So, I forgot the name.
Idris Elba.
Hey.
You reckon he's an A,
yeah?
And it's crazy because he shouldn't be an A because he hasn't had enough hits, yeah?
He's got some bad
films.
He's too legless, that's the thing.
But he's legless and...
He's a star.
He's just a star. It's crazy.
I think that's where the celebrity comes into it.
Yeah, he's a celebrity. He's actually like... I would still go and watch him in a film even though I don't like some of his
films. But you know he can act.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's quite frustrating. He chooses terrible films. Yeah, that's what
he does.
He chooses terrible films.
Because you got a bit of chopping up to do. I think that's like three or four different games there. That's quite, gives us a bit of content there. It's good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Well, that was a good episode.
I enjoyed that. That was
fun.
It was a bit of gossipy, a bit of chatty, a bit of deep diving as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be late for work. I love this for us.
So, that's the Post-Credit Scene Podcast. Make sure that you comment on Spotify because you can do that. Make sure you comment on YouTube as well. Post-Credit Scene Podcast. The YouTube is going really well. Every time I check my phone and I unmute group chats, I mute group chats all the time. When I check them, it's like all the time. When I check them, it's like kids have always got, oh yeah, new subscribers, we've reached another milestone and so on. Shout out to the guys behind the scenes.
Yeah. And also in all the TikTok clips, watch them to the end and share them to your friend because you like them.
And that's us over and out.
Yeah. Mwah.
Hi, I'm Lashana Lynch and you are listening to the Post-Credit Scene Podcast.